If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of That's All Funny, episode number 571. Yeah, what did I do today? Chill. I just chilled, watched my littlest niece, watch Sister Act, classic movie. If you haven't seen Sister Act, it's about a nun that is on the run from a mobster, and she gets put into a convent as sort of like a witness protection, and hilarity ensues because she's not a religious person, she's like a lounge singer. So, but then they end up, you know, bringing both worlds together, and great movie. Sequel's pretty good too. Fun fact about Sister Act, there's one character in that like is the like Whoopi Goldberg sings, everybody sings in that movie, except there's this one girl that's like kind of like cute but in like a homely way, and she sings like real powerfully. That's not her singing, that's like someone else singing. She's doing some Milli Vanilli shit where she has someone else singing for her, and it's kind of bullshit because I think it's like a white girl playing her, and I think a black girl's like doing the singing for her. So that's kind of like ruining the whole movie for me, because she's, you know, she's cute in like a plain Jane sort of way, you know. I think she's supposed to be like the eye candy for what a nun could look like, that's you know, fuckable. Whoopi Goldberg was kind of like fuckable back then though, honestly. Like she, I'm not really into like black women, but she was kind of hot for back then, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it was weird. It's like she had sort of, I don't think she was a mother, but she had sort of like MILF or cougar energy, even though she was pretty young, you know? Like, I don't even think she was that old. She's probably like, well, I don't know, because nowadays, like, people my age are old. So maybe she's around my age or younger. But she had like that cougar energy that was like, oh yeah, that's a MILF I'd like to, you know. And I don't think she had children or was even that old, you know what I mean? But we go on to the news here. Speaking of African women that I'd like to have sex with, Ice Spice to make acting debut in Spike Lee film starring Denzel Washington report. And Ice Spice, I don't think I've ever heard her song, any of her songs intentionally. I don't know much about her, but I do find her attractive because she's like that. What would you call it? She's the light skinned, like color Negroes. You know, like I just find them like more. It's all in your taste. You know what I mean? Like, some people like Coke, some people like Sprite. Some people like chocolate, some people like vanilla. I prefer the light-skinned women, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a preference. I have nothing against dark-skinned women, you know, but I'm not into them. And then, you know, like, I remember being approached by some of them in, like, a strip club, and I was like, no, thank you. I didn't want to be racist, you know, like, by saying you know, that I didn't find them attractive, because a lot of them are attractive. They're just not my preference, you know. So we're allowed to have preferences in this world, I believe, right? I think so. Anyways, yeah, she's pretty attractive. I'm pretty sure she's of legal age. Otherwise, I wouldn't be. Oh, here we go. 24-year-old rapper. There you go. That is very legal. But yeah, no, I guess she's going to be in the movie. That's cool. I've seen her shake her ass on the Twitter and the Instagram and wherever else she typically does her ass shaking online. And it brings out the instincts of me in my, you know, like when you see those videos of like women ape shaking their bodies for the men ape in like hopes of attracting a mate. It brings out some sort of, you know, instinct in me that finds it very attractive, and it's pleasing to me. I will say, it's very, I enjoy it very much, and you know, she's nice to look at. But I don't know about her music. I've never cared to hear it. But as long as she's shaking that thing, I'm good with that. And I don't mind not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm the kind of person that prefers a woman with more clothes on. Like, yeah, I've been to strip clubs, but I like to use my imagination. So I don't mind her being in like, you know, not as revealing clothing, as long as she's shaking that thing. And her hair is pretty too. I'm sure it's fake, but it's pretty. It goes with her. But yeah. I'm all for seeing Ice Spice in a movie. I don't know if she can act. Maybe she can. Maybe I will catch her outside. How about that? Speaking of entertainment, Joker Folie à Deux trailer came out. And it's funny because I saw a teaser trailer for the trailer. And then they showed the trailer like later on that night. And so apparently here on YouTube, it got a suicide warning. And I think they took off the warning for the suicide warning because I did not see any sort of indication. Well, okay, never mind. I take that back. So the trailer did have like Lady Gaga pointing her hand to her head like a gun and pulling the trigger or whatever, like pantomiming it, you know? So I guess it does show things of suicide, but I didn't really get that vibe for some reason. And it's a movie. I mean, what does it matter, you know? But no, it looks good. I don't see anything like, what does this have to do with Batman? And where's like the other villains, like Clayface or the Penguin or Calendar Man? Or, you know, any of his other rogues. You just have Joaquin Phoenix playing a really skinny Joker that kind of looks like the dad from Modern Family. I think like the dad from Modern Family could have played him too. Really skinny, you know, weird mentally ill patient that just laughs at everything that's not funny. I know that feeling. But, I mean, Lady Gaga looks good in this movie. I don't know if she's actually playing Harley Quinn. She's just playing herself. It looks like she's in A Star Is Born Part 2 or something, you know? But we'll see how this goes. I'll have to rewatch Joker because I know Mint and I will probably do it one of these coming up days on Tits and Areolas. So I'll have to rewatch it and see if I enjoy it a second time. Because I remember it was pretty good. I like the part where he is glad his mom dies. that part always made me smile. Because I hate my mom very much.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together. Because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Moving on to, speaking of, I don't know, the Lord asked. Trump visited a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta for a fundraiser. He's quoted as saying, "That's the Lord's chicken." And he bought 30 milkshakes for everyone. It says here, there was an interaction showing Trump buying 30 milkshakes and, quote, some chicken for customers and supporters. There's a viral photo of it going around that he's, you know, buying it. And all you notice immediately is the employees working that day are all black. Like, there's no white employee there at this Chick-fil-A. And I know it's Atlanta. You would think at least the manager was white, or the GM, you know. But no, it's crazy. He's hanging out with the blacks. I guess he really likes the blacks. I'm sure he needs their vote, especially with all the illegals helping Biden. So, you know, Trump needs to get in anywhere he can. Good for you. Good for you. No, I don't know. That's cool that he bought a bunch of milkshakes. I haven't had a milkshake in forever, man. That sounds good. Like, looking at Ice Spice and seeing like that thick ass milkshake, and I'd really like to, you know, when you need like those straws that are like extra wide, like when that ass is so thick, you gotta slurp it with that straw that's extra wide. It's almost like a malt. Have you ever had a malt instead of a milkshake? You know? Like that fat, thick ass that's like a malt. Not a milkshake, a malt. Those straws that are extra thick. Those really, you know the straws I'm talking about. I think they got them at Sonic. I know they got them at Whataburger. Man, I've been thinking, I'll see. Well, I just want some ice cream. I don't really need a milkshake. Ice cream just sounds good. Yeah, good for Trump. He really needs all the help he could get with Biden again, getting all the illegals and RFK getting all the actual votes, you know, that are of real people. But speaking of politics, finally here, Cornell West chooses Black Lives Matter activist Malina Abdullah as his vice president. And I was like, who the fuck is Cornell West? And then I saw this picture of this dude that looks like fucking Frederick Douglass and shit. You know, he looks like a black Nikolai Tesla, and he's running for president and as an independent. And I'm like, oh shit, I forgot that we had like actually other contenders besides just Biden and Trump, and then even RFK, because I just follow RFK. That's why I keep seeing it, you know. But yeah, this dude's running for president. If you see right now, I'm showing a picture of him. He literally looks like Frederick Douglass. Like he looks like an old school, like philosopher, black guy. And I think he is like a philosopher or something. He's like a university professor, right? He looks like Nikolai Tesla, you know, like a black one. But yeah, so he's running for president, and he got some chick to be his vice president candidate, who is, I don't even have a picture of her here. I don't care. I just wanted to look at him, because I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'd vote for him if RFK wasn't already running, and I haven't already voted for my black president for my life. You know, I already voted for Obama. That already shows that I'm not racist right there, right? Once you vote for Obama, like for just one term, that's it. You're not racist at all. I'm not racist. I voted for Obama. I'm not racist at all. But yeah, I hope this guy has a chance. That'd be cool to see him like debate against RFK or something. That'd be kind of cool. RFK just tears off his shirt and goes through the city like a fucking Fatal Fury or Final Fight or some shit. And this dude's like a player too. In roller skates like Blade in Streets of Rage. I don't know. Well, that's the way we're getting at with the world, is we got to go out there and fight our own fights, you know. Get our own milkshakes. God, I want a milkshake now. Like that. I want that ice spice flavored milkshake. That it's just slightly orange from you know, it's almost like pumpkin spice flavored, or not pumpkin spice flavored, but like pumpkin spice flavored colored. You know what I mean? Where it's like a hint of orange and a hint of brown. Like, you know, those seasonal colors. She looks very Halloween seasoned, or fall. She looks fall. Very fall colored. But yeah, no, I would like her flavored milkshake to suck through a thick straw. Let the record show, I guess, right? But I'm not racist, again, because I do like black women. I did vote for Obama. And I laugh at everything like the Joker, right? That's, and then I like Chick-fil-A, the Lord's Chicken, like Donald Trump. So yeah, I'm not racist. That's the point of the episode. That's all funny, guys. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. That's all funny. Little Boy Word podcast available to search. That's all funny. I do a podcast with my buddy Gabe called That's All Funny. We'll talk about wrestling. A lot of stuff to talk about next week, I'm sure, with the damning evidence of Jack Perry and CM Punk coming out. So check that out. That's all Kayfabe Anywhere podcasts are available. If you want to see video versions of either of those podcasts, check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LorenzoAriola. Got videos of me gaming, other random stuff, as well as a live show I do with the wonderful Mint Salad called Tits and Areolas. Talk about a movie we watch, play a little game. It's fun. It's on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and on X. You can follow me on X and Instagram @LorenzoAriola. It's right there. If you want to help support the show, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/LorenzoAriola. Got early episodes there, bonus episodes, lead episodes, stuff like that. And if you want to commission some great art from a great artist, he does all the art for the show @RetroHorrorInc on Instagram, @RetroHorrorInc on Twitter. Check out his website, www.RetroHorrorInc.com. You can even get merch for this, for the podcast, t-shirts, stickers, what else, prints. Oh, check that out. Yeah, hit me up @LorenzoAriola. Thank you to my Patreon members, everyone else. Take care, like, and subscribe. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.